Now there's an entrance into your Wednesday morning here on Kansas Public Radio, The Skater's Waltz by Emil von Teufel, the Vienna Opera Orchestra. Hi folks, I'm Destiny, your new music director. Cordelia has retired and we wish her well. I know you all miss her. I will do my best to fill her shoes. Thank you for being such great listeners and for being here this morning. I've actually got another set of waltzes for the end of this hour that are pretty interesting, and I'm not sure that many people have heard them before. I think that'll be a fun listen, and some more traditional holiday music. It's that time of year. Right now, though, we are going to listen to one of your favorite Schubert symphonies, number 8, The Unfinished, because it's great, and also it premiered on this day in 1865. Now, there are two complete movements. It was composed in 1822 and then discovered later, obviously, since it was performed in 1865. It just has an unfinished feeling, so the title is very apt. Let's enjoy it together right now on Kansas Public Radio. This recording features Bernard Haitink with the Concertgebouw Orchestra. Enjoy Schubert's Unfinished on Kansas Public Radio. Schubert's Unfinished Symphony here on Kansas Public Radio with Bernard Haitink and the Concertgebouw Orchestra. I'm Destiny, and this is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. And heads up, Junction City, I think your tower is going to be under maintenance from noon to 3 today. So remember, folks, you can still catch us on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. I've got a really interesting set of waltzes coming up in just a few minutes, but I thought I would get us back into the holiday spirit with a little traditional 17th century French nativity tune. Before we hear it, I'd like to thank some of our great sponsors here on KPR. Support comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming events, including Peppa Pig, my first concert, plus Broadway shows of Kinky Boots and Chicago the Musical. Details at lead.ku.edu. And Weaver's Department Store. Weaver's Department Store. 9th and Massachusetts in Lawrence, a community partner, Weaver's has served eastern Kansas since 1857 with men's and women's apparel, cosmetics, and kitchen and gourmet housewares. Weaver's in downtown Lawrence. All right, here's a beautiful, lovely tune. I wonder if you can guess what it is. It's about 3 minutes, I'll tell you, on the other side of the break here on KPR. Lovely fragrance is this here on Kansas Public Radio, a 17th century French nativity song played by Ensemble Galilée that describes the shepherd's wonder at the miraculous scents and lights in Bethlehem. Sometimes people think it's just about perfume, but oh no, it has a much deeper meaning. Well, I've been promising you an interesting set of waltzes this hour, and well, I hope you think they're interesting. I do. It's by a Canadian composer, organist, and music educator from the 1800s, Jean Chrysostome Braunas, and he was considered Canada's first native musician to be trained in Europe. And this is his most well-known composition, the Royal Welcome Waltzes, each named after a city in Canada. I hope you enjoy listening to it with me right now on KPR. It's with Symphony Nova Scotia, the Royal Welcome Waltzes. Enjoy.
Music.
The Royal Welcome Waltzes here on Kansas Public Radio, Symphony Nova Scotia. Canadian composer Brownis. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here. We've got more music coming up next hour, and Jeff has some Hampton String Quartet, Frosty the Snowman in the afternoon. It's going to be a good day of music. We're up to 37 degrees. It's getting warmer out there. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Some restaurant chains have seen an uptick in customers across the U.S. thanks to viral posts on social media. The culprit fueling the nostalgic economy are appetizers.
The Triple Dipper has been on our menu for decades, and a few years ago, it only made up about 11% of our sales. Just in the last couple of years now, it's up to 15% plus.
The business of going viral on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here for you in the afternoons on KPR, beginning at 3 p.m. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming concerts, including vocal quartet Il Divo and Renee Fleming's Voice of Nature Anthropocene. Details are at lead.ku.edu. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. And support for news on KPR comes from the historic Eldridge Hotel, offering dining experiences and gift cards this holiday season. Menus and details online at eldridgehotel.com. Hopefully going up to 54 degrees today. It's 10 a.m. and this is Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News.
NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles.
You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from... This is Kansas Public Radio. Well, what a fun way to bop into our 10 a.m. hour here on KPR. Rossini's Tarantella Napolitana. You know, it's Wednesday. It's the midweek. I've got to get some pep in our step to make it to Friday. That was Joseph Alessi on trombone with the Extension Ensemble Brass Quintet. That's a funny name. I'm Destiny, your new music director. We do miss you, Cordelia, and wish you so well in your retirement. So well deserved. Cordelia made me take the classical music pledge the other day, and part of that pledge was to never make fun of Pachelbel's canon. So guess what I have coming up? Huh, Pachelbel's canon. In fact, that was actually one of the very first things that, as a young violin student in middle school, I had to audition on so that I could, you know, try and be first chair and be cool. Pachelbel's canon is great. I love it. I love all the arrangements that have been done of it. I just think it's super pretty and special, and it's simple and beautiful for a reason. This recording is with John Williams and the Boston Pops Orchestra, dedicated to Cordelia and all of you brides out there, especially Gina, our listeners, all of you. Pachelbel's canon on KPR. Pachelbel's canon here on Kansas Public Radio for all of those of you out there that love it. John Williams and the Boston Pops Orchestra. I'm Destiny, and I happen to love it too. It's beautiful. I've got a fun little Mozart divertimento coming up in about half an hour. Going to go back to the holiday. Well, actually, Pachelbel's canon kind of is in the holiday spirit. We're going to listen to the great Vivaldi Gloria. Yes, we are. But first, I've got a question for you. How do you listen to Kansas Public Radio? Online, your app, your smart speaker? Well, if you're a dedicated listener, you're awesome, and we love you. And you have the power to make a lasting, positive influence in your community through planned giving. If we've been important to you, please consider a planned gift to the station. For more information, contact your financial advisor or visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. Ooh, and tomorrow night, Vespers at 7 on KPR1. That'll be nice. The University of Kansas, their annual holiday Vespers tomorrow night, featuring Christmas carols, music for Hanukkah, Mozart's Magic Flute, and more, all performed by the KU Choirs and Orchestra. Tomorrow night at 7. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Heads up, Junction City. Your tower will be under maintenance from noon to 3, so catch us online. Let's listen to something that is often performed over the holidays, especially at universities and conservatories. Vivaldi's Gloria, here on Kansas Public Radio with Trevor Pinnock, the English Concert and Chorus. Enjoy. Vivaldi Gloria here on Kansas Public Radio. Beautiful. Trevor Pinnock, the English Concert and Chorus. Hi there. I'm Destiny. It's about 10:46. We're at 41 degrees, supposedly going up to 57. Wow. That would be amazing. Doesn't really feel like December. But to keep us in the traditional Christmas spirit, I have a traditional Christmas suite opening next hour with Robert Shaw and the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra. So you know that that will be a good one. Right now, a little diversion back to the classics. Mozart, a divertimento. Get it? Diversion, divertimento. Ha, ha, ha. Yes, you will find that I have a very interesting sense of humor. I'm not really sure what kind of sense of humor I have or what it would be called, but it's probably pretty cheesy. This recording is not. It's beautiful. It's the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra, and it is right now playing Mozart's Divertimento on Kansas Public Radio. Mozart's Divertimento here on Kansas Public Radio with the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. Next hour, some Monteverdi and Beethoven, and of course, traditional holiday tunes. We are hopefully getting up to 57 degrees. We'll see. We're in the 40s right now, and this is Kansas Public Radio.
For over 100 years, the University of Kansas has celebrated the season with the annual performance of Holiday Vespers. Join us Thursday night on KPR for this year's Holiday Vespers concert. It's a Yuletide tradition, Holiday Vespers, Thursday night at 7 on KPR.
Thank you, Daryl. That sounds like fun to me. Indeed it does. This is Kansas Public Radio. We are live. We're local from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Topeka Zoo, offering holiday gift ideas. The gift of membership lasts a year, and the gift of Tiger Trails Legacy Bricks lasts a lifetime. Information and shopping at topekazoo.org. It is 1 minute after 11, NPR News up next. This is KPR.
Live from NPR News, the average is down 126 points, the NASDAQ down 289. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Bayer. Bayer is dedicated to delivering breakthroughs that save lives and feed the world using the scientific process. Learn more at sciencedelivers.com. This is Kansas Public Radio. A traditional Christmas suite here on Kansas Public Radio, Robert Shaw, the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, and chorus. Good morning, I am Destiny. We are up to 43 degrees, getting warm today. Perfect for the Christmas spirit. And actually, speaking of Christmas, guess what? Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages. Over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and antique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum, now until January 4th. Details at LecomptonKansas.com. And the Yoga Center of Lawrence offering gift cards this holiday season for all classes, including an unlimited 2-week pass for new students or a Yoga Basics series for new students. Gift cards at YogaCenterOfLawrence.org. We love our sponsors. They keep us on the air and they keep us playing great music. I've got some Monteverdi at the bottom of the hour. It's gorgeous music. And you all know, as I've been talking this week, that I'm the new music director. If you haven't heard, Cordelia retired. We miss her. I will do my best to be your new classical friend. I happen to really love Beethoven, so I thought a little diversion from the holiday music right now would be nice with his 12 German dances. This is with the Tapiola Sinfonietta. I hope you enjoy it right now on KPR. Beethoven's 12 German Dances here on Kansas Public Radio with the Tapiola Sinfonietta. Very festive, I think. I think it fits the festive season that we are in. I know Jeff has some festive music coming up for you next hour. Frosty the Snowman with the Hampton String Quartet. Isn't that fun? He's also got some Chilean holiday carols, music by Schubert, and lots of surprises. Sounds good. That's from 12 to 3. Right now, here on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, we've got Monteverdi's Magnificat from Marian Vesper 1610. Yes, indeed. It is with Alfred Wallenstein and the Los Angeles Phil, the Robert Wagner Chorale, and various soloists throughout. So I hope you enjoy listening to it with me. We're going to dive right into it together as our last bit of music this morning as we are almost at 50 degrees. So enjoy that sunshine. Here we go. Monteverdi's Magnificat on Kansas Public Radio.
About fun traditions around the country.
It's like an army of toys in the streets downtown.
Get in the holiday spirit with us and stay up to date on the news weekdays with Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you on KPR in the mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. This is Kansas Public Radio, and we just listened to Monteverdi's Magnificat from Marian Vesper 1610. I'm Destiny. Thank you so much for being here with me today. Tomorrow, I have programmed for you something extra special. The William Tell Overture. I might as well just come out and tell you. So don't miss tomorrow's Morning Classical. And don't go anywhere because Jeff is coming up with more great music here on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. You can listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to get smart and play Kansas Public Radio. The news is up next. It's almost 50 degrees here at Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News.